Stephen Burem was the director of photography on the new film Casualties of War, directed by Brian De Palma. Burem also worked with De Palma as the cinematographer on The Untouchables and Body Double. Casualties of War is based on a true story. In 1966, five American soldiers on a reconnaissance mission in Vietnam took a detour to kidnap a Vietnamese girl. She was raped by four of the men, then killed. In the film, Sean Penn plays the sergeant who plans the crime. Michael J. Fox plays the private who refuses to participate in the gang rape and tries to stop the murder. For Casualties of War, Brian De Palma used a Mac computer to draw all of the major shots he wanted to use in the picture. Film critic Pauline Kael wrote that although De Palma has mapped out his shots, the film is alive and mysterious. I asked Burem what he was presented with before he began shooting.
It's not a carefully drawn storyboard like you would imagine for an animated picture where you have the characters. What it is, it's more representational stuff. It circles with faces and where the people are in relationship to each other in the frame. It's more like a hieroglyphic kind of a plan.
Do you like working that way where most of the major shots are already designed, or do you prefer to have more room when you're shooting a film?
Well, the major shots aren't really designed. They're not really designed that much. They're designed as far as emotional content and story point are, but as far as the choice of lenses, the composition, how we move the camera, how the light is used, isn't really decided upon until we see the scene.
Mm-hmm. The action within the frame is very carefully composed. There's a scene in which the Vietnamese woman who is kidnapped and raped is stabbed. But actually, most of the frame is taken up by Michael J. Fox's face.
Mm-hmm.
And he's concentrating on the fighting around him. Mm-hmm. and on his gun.
Mm-hmm.
And over his shoulder in the background, kind of in the corner of the screen,
mm-hmm.
one of the soldiers is stabbing this woman several times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Michael J. Fox misses it. And if the viewer isn't careful, they're going to miss it too, because the camera has kind of diverted your attention a little bit. Can you talk about composing that? I think it's very effective.
Brian didn't want to point up the killing that much. He wanted you to know it was happening, but he didn't want to dwell on it. So what you do is you just split the composition like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because you put her on the left side of the frame, because of your natural eye scan, you start on that side of the frame. It's like when people read a book, they always start, on the upper left, and they scan across to the right and then back.
Is that true? Do people read images that way?
Yeah. People who are educated to read that way do. In China, where you would read somewhere, you would read a different way, you'd have a different kind of eye scan.
Gee, I wonder if I'm kind of visually illiterate in that respect, because I think I sometimes look at the biggest thing first, the biggest thing that's moving.
Well, that's one of the elements, too. When you do a motion picture, when you compose for a motion picture, you have a lot of things that you have to think about. One of them is what's moving. Of course, what moves gets attention. Bigness gets attention. Position in the frame gets attention. You just balance all those different things off.
Michael J. Fox is the moral conscience of Casualties of War, and there are many close-ups on his face as his face registers the action going on around him and registers what he's internally thinking, how he's responding to the decisions he's going to have to make. Tell me a little bit about what you thought about in shooting those close-ups on his face so that you'd get internal thought registering on the face, and also so that you'd shoot him in such a way so that people wouldn't think family ties.
Well, that was kind of a little bit of a problem, because what we tried to do was to make him look a little more stressed as the show went on. And he's one of those people who just has a wonderful young face that doesn't look stressed. So what we tried to do was to move the light around so he looks like he has dark circles, and we also did that with makeup and things like that. But it's mostly his acting. It's what you see in his eyes. I mean, movie acting is basically seeing into the actor's eyes and having them think what they're thinking, and the audience reads that.
Mm-hmm. Casualties of War was shot in Thailand, in the jungle. Do you have to learn about jungle light before you can effectively shoot there?
Oh, sure. I was there, a month ahead of time, and I shot photographic tests and everything else. The light in the jungle is diabolical. It changes so much that it's very difficult to keep a sequence even. In fact, in the picture, there are several shots that Brian left in where you actually see the sun go in and out in the shot.
And what's difficult about that for you?
Well, what's difficult is that when you photograph a motion picture, you photograph it in chunks. You do a long shot here, you do a close-up there, and you may have as many as 20 pieces in a minute and a half's worth of action. Well, the light doesn't go in and out 20 times. You want to keep it consistent so people don't see that changing, because it may take you a full day to do that.
Were there heat and humidity problems you ran into with the equipment that you need?
Oh, yeah. It was the equipment we had, especially the electronic equipment, didn't like the heat at all and didn't like the humidity. We had a lot of breakdowns in the electronic motor boards and the cameras and in the electronic viewfinding system. It's kind of like a little TV camera. We had a lot of those break down.
Mm-hmm.
But we have backups for all that kind of stuff. The other thing that was happening is that fungus would grow in the lenses.
Oh, God.
So we had two sets of lenses, and when one, you'd get this kind of misty, webby stuff in them, and then you'd take them, you'd have the assistants take them in, and we'd put them in the freezer overnight, and that would kill the fungus. But after a while, you'd get a lot of white powder in the lenses, and you'd have to send them back to the States and have them cleaned out.
De Palma said that this was the movie in which there were the most accidents of any movie he's ever worked on. Did you have any close calls yourself?
Oh, yeah. I had, I was up on a big parallel that we had a dolly track on, and we were rehearsing the shot. I was laying it out, and the wheel came off, and the whole dolly and the camera came off and threw me off, and luckily, I had a very good dolly grip, Chunky Hughes, and he held it for just a split second, and I was able to roll out from underneath it, or else it would have done me in for sure. But I seriously hurt my foot, and I was, the rest of the picture, I was hobbling around on a crutch.
Do those close calls scare you?
Sure. You don't think much about them. It just happens.
There's some scenes toward the end of the movie of a fighting and of firebombing. Is that kind of war footage particularly hard to shoot because you're actually burning up land, and if you don't get it the first time around, you've already burned it up?
Oh, yeah, it is. But what we have is we have extra plants and we have extra everything. It takes a little bit of time to reset that kind of operation. It takes maybe 3 or 4 hours to reset that.
What's the process like of looking for the right place to plant your camera before doing a shot?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to know what the story is about and what the script says and what you have to do for the day. Then the next thing you have to do is you have to see the rehearsal, and the director shows you a rehearsal. Then you look for the best physical background for whatever the action is. And you have to determine also how long it's going to take you to do it, because the light changes. So you want yourself in a kind of a configuration so as the light changes, you can take advantage of it, and it's not a hindrance to you.
Mm-hmm. There's beautiful music in this movie by Ennio Morricone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's music that really communicates the sense of loss and regret throughout the film. Do you always know where the music's going to go as you're shooting? And are you ever surprised by how something you've shot looks after music is added?
I'm not surprised by it. It's kind of a funny thing. When you work on a picture and it's silent, after you've seen it so many times, you don't really like it. You kind of think it doesn't work. And then when the music's added to it, suddenly it gives it a new life. I'm never particularly surprised about the music, because I expect it to be there.
You worked on Apocalypse Now,
mm-hmm.
and on Casualties of War, and it seems to me that Brian De Palma, the director of Casualties of War, is just the opposite of Francis Ford Coppola, the director of Apocalypse Now. From everything I've read, Apocalypse Now is a movie that was basically made in the editing room, you know, story-wise, it was really pieced together there, whereas De Palma goes in with everything very well composed beforehand. Do you have any preference for technique as a cinematographer?
No, I've photographed two pictures for Francis, Rumblefish and Outsiders, and I photographed the second unit on Apocalypse for him. And Francis just has a different way of working. He kind of turns everybody loose, and Brian's a little more planned, like you said. But it's the difference between two people telling a joke. You have two storytellers. If you have Jack Benny and you have Don Rickles, you're going to have the same joke and you're going to get a laugh, but you have two different ways of telling it, and that's all it is. To me, it's fun doing it either way.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us about Casualties of War. Thank you.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Terry.